Way next on K1, brought to you this morning by the Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Joining me this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, Philip Wright from Boy Scouts, and also, well, we'll mention D. Lind a little bit later, but Philip, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We had a lot of things to talk about this morning. I think it's Flag Day. I know
yes,
it's Flag
it
Day.
It is Flag Day.
And
yes.
Like I told you yesterday, you know, there are several organizations that I think of about the American flag, the American Legion, VFW, and Scouting. And it's just perfect that you're here today. Thank you so
well,
much.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thank you for having us. And first of all, I want to say thank you to all of our supporters, all of our donors. I want to say thank you to United Way, all of our partners. We're on the cusp of having a really great golf tournament that just ended on the 31st. I want to thank the committee and our board. And here on Flag Day, you know, we're so honored to have a wonderful packing troop in Ramona. And we have D-Lin here to talk about the flag ceremony, flag retirement ceremony they're going to do today. And just what a perfect opportunity for more youth to learn about how to respect our flag and all that we owe back to our flag and so forth. So, D-Lin, would you like to say a few?
Yeah, so in Ramona this evening at 6 p.m., we're going to be doing a flag retirement ceremony outside the American Legion, which sits on Veterans Road there in Ramona. And we're going to have all our boys out there, and we're going to be honoring the flags that have served our country well. And I'm just super excited for them to have this experience and know how to properly take care of the flag.
And for those of us that I'll say hold a special place for the flag, when we see a flag that should have been retired still flying someplace, it's just tattered, it's dirty, it's worn, it's weathered. You just, if you're not doing anything else, you want to just stop and say, can I take that down for you and
correct.
Get you a new one?
That's
you
exactly
know,
right.
You know,
yeah.
It's important.
It's very important. And here at the Scout Service Center, we have a wonderful way of doing that service for our community. You know, we have a bin that allows us to take flags, and then on special days like today, we can literally use that as a teaching tool for our youth and our community.
And I know that the Scout leaders have flag retirement ceremonies on a, I'm going to say, regular basis. It's not
correct.
Something, you don't do it every 3 months or whatever, but periodically,
it's
the right thing to do.
Camp out and so
and
forth.
To teach proper respect
etiquette.
And
right.
traditions of the flag.
That's right. That's exactly right. And what a wonderful way to teach citizenship, you know, for our youth today. And, you know, it carries on later on in your life. You know, you have a better respect for our nation, better respect for our flag, and all the sacrifices that were made along the way to give us the freedom that we have today.
So if someone has a flag that should be retired and they just can't get it to the folks in Ramona, they can drop it off?
They can drop it out at the Scout Service Center. Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, you do this with the Scouts. Is this something that the Scouts do perform? I know it's an educational process, but they also do it as a public service.
Correct. Yes, it is a public service, a way of giving back, another way of giving back. You know, I remember when I had relatives that came to visit, and they were staying at one of the hotels here in town, and they saw my uniform, and they said, oh, we have a flag. Will you retire it for us? And we were glad to do that.
It's a neat ceremony. If you haven't witnessed a flag retirement, it doesn't take long, but it's something to watch, and you just, I think, can't help but get some special feelings while it's going on.
Yeah, and we just had a wonderful day camp here in at Camp McClintock, and one of the programs that we had was folding the flag, how to properly fold the flag, and it was just a wonderful experience to see our little Cub Scouts learning how to
absolutely.
Do that. So it was wonderful, especially seeing the Tigers,
the
first
tigers.
Graders, right, D? You know, carrying the flag and raising the flag and then bringing it down. It was wonderful.
And I'm sure when you try to fold it for the first, second, third, fourth time, it's a little loose. It's a little bit. It's a learning process.
That's right. You still learn. Yeah.
But once they get good at it, it's a nice tight fold. It works. It stays exactly the way you put
it. And that's what scouting does. You know, to see we had Boy Scouts teaching Cub Scouts. You know, and that's that leadership opportunity there, an experience that happens. And out in the woods, you know, what a wonderful time. I mean, it was a blessing.
It really is. Dee, I know it says that you're here, but I'm having a little trouble reading the title. What's your affiliation with?
I'm actually the Cub Master for the pack. So I'm over the Cub Scout level. And then my husband actually is over the scout level out in Ramona. So we have a scout master and a cub master.
Well, thank him for his service, by the way.
I sure will.
And not only to scouting, but to the years that he spent serving our military. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We share a common experience there. And it's something that once you do that, very few people walk away without, you know, understanding the flag.
That's right. That's right.
You talked about Cubs or Scout Camp this week, right?
Yes.
What's going on, or what has been going on?
Oh, it's been a great. I mean, literally. I want to say thank you again to everybody in the community that helped us because this is the season. This is the season. All the fundraising that we do is for this moment, this time. And so this past week we had our first Cub Scout Day Camp at Camp McClintock, and then this week we're having our second Cub Scout Day Camp in Grand Lake District. And so our Cub Scouts are getting a chance to have 4 or 5 days out in the outdoors, learning skills. We had a gentleman that came and talked about turtles and snakes. We went hiking. We had a group that went swimming. We had rock climbing, archery, riflery, and it was for several days. I mean, literally, it was just an adventure. And a special thank you to Melanie Bayless here in Osage Hills in Bartlesville for putting on and her team. For bringing it together, right, and then now Jessica Hines in Grand Lake, she's putting on the same event over in Grand Lake District for the youth over there. So trying to cover all 6 counties to give our Cub Scouts that opportunity to have a wonderful summer. And then our older Boy Scouts, Scout BSA, they are now all over going to summer camps in different councils. Right now, we have, as a matter of fact, we have one troop that's at Sea Base. And then we have youth with Chris Cook over at Philmont with Jerry Lewis. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful time now to see our scouts out in the wild, in the communities, and different councils doing scouting.
And again, while things may change year to year, those are the basic activities that have been part of scouting for more than 100 years.
Correct. Yeah. And this is where the scouting kind of this is the prime season. This is our prime season because now we're in outdoors. We're learning skills. We're working on merit badges. Working on requirements. Last night we had two young men that came to work on their Eagle Board of Review. So that's, you know, again, part of that cycle. You know, you go to summer camp, you work on your merit badges and activities, and then you come to your board of review when it's time for you, and you know.
A little bit of nerves headed up in front of that board of review. You're prepared, but still, it's that moment.
Oh, yeah. But and the beautiful thing about this council, again, all volunteer driven. So we have wonderful volunteers from the Cub Scout level, like Dee, all the way to the Scout level, Scout BSA level. Just wonderful volunteers and a wonderful board.
Okay, and boy, it's like a great summer. It will go by quickly for the Scouts, and then a new school year.
Yeah, and so in preparation for that, so this week, this coming week, we have some really wonderful things. So on Thursday, we have our first symposium. It's the first Cherokee Area Council symposium. We're doing it in Grand Lake District. We're doing it at Cherokee Wellness Center in Veneta. And this is an opportunity for our commissioners, for our leaders to come and hear about scouting. We just came back from the National Union meeting. We were recognized as a gold council, only 2 in our area, which covers Arkansas and Oklahoma. So, and we were recognized for growth in membership. So it helps us prepare. We're going to talk about Cub Scout advancement and how we can keep growing that. We're going to talk about making sure that all of our units get visited. And the importance of that, because then we can help our units even better, even more. And then on Saturday, June 22nd, we have our first council Woodbatch reunion with the Cimarron Council. So 2 councils coming together. We're doing a Woodbatch reunion on the 22nd. So wonderful opportunity, because next year we're going to have Woodbatch at Will Rogers for both councils. And that partnership is going to allow us to continue to do Woodbatch 1 year at Will Rogers, the next year at McClintock, and so forth. So keeping that going, keeping that cycle of training, train leaders. The more leaders we have trained, the better program we'll have.
And that's what it's all about, because it's giving back to those.
It's giving back to scouts. You know, we're on the cusp of finishing our Friends of Scouting campaign. You know, we have a wonderful quilt professionally made by Miss Betty Reichhart, and right here at the service center. Right there.
So, you brought me in a photo of this, and a couple of great shots of it. And again, never stops exploring. Do a good turn daily. Being cheerful is good medicine. Things that just say scouting all the way through.
Say scouting all the way through. Yes. Another way, again, Friends of Scouting helps us to continue to provide a quality program.
This is still apparently up for bid for another couple of weeks.
That's right. Yeah, till the end of June. Correct.
Correct. 100% of the bids on the donations will go to Cherokee Council, Friends of Scouting. It'll be sold to the highest bidder at the close of the auction. It says here June 28th.
That's right.
And would be on display at the Scout office on Quapaw.
So stop on our Facebook page.
And take a look at that. Get their bid down.
That's right. And help us to continue to provide a scouting program, a quality scouting program.
What does Friends of Scouting do for the council, for individual scouting groups?
So, for example, I'll give you a prime example. We just had a camp. The cost of the scout was $45. It was a $500 camp.
Yeah.
When you look at everything that a scout is getting, if you went to, let's say you went to Tulsa, and you wanted to go to Sky Zone, they would charge you $30-$20 for a couple of hours, maybe 3 hours. Here you got a chance to go to a camp for four days, and station by station, you know, we had four or five stations per day. You were spending an hour at each station. I mean, you spend an hour at archery, an hour at riflery, an hour at cooking, an hour at fishing, for 4 days. So Friends of Scouting allows us to provide that. You know, all the behind the scenes, you know, we're talking about behind, you know, what it takes to keep the camp going, to making sure that, you know, we have fishing poles and we have, you know, all the equipment for riflery, all the equipment for archery, all of that, making sure that the lights and all that Friends of Scouting provides, along with our partners, the golf tournament, United Way. All of that is for this moment, for this time.
If you go to camp, I don't care, McClintock, any camp across the country, somebody has to maintain the facility.
Correct.
The roof
It doesn't just, you know, the grass is not cut by itself, right? You know, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you could get some scout groups to go out and maintain it in the summertime, but somebody's got to do it the rest of the year.
And then the other side of it is this. The units that participate in the outdoor program get a chance to grow the scouting program. They get a chance to experience scouting. And that is a part of that advancement process and adventure that keeps scouting going.
We were talking scouting this morning on A Community Connection. We will continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Again, talking scouting this morning, Philip Wright and Dee Lind. And Dee, just for a moment, from your point of view, you're a volunteer. You're not full-time scouting, but I know volunteers tend to put in multiple hours per day, per week, per month. What got you involved in scouting?
Well, I grew up in scouting.
Okay.
I have a passion for scouting. I went through, in England, Girl Guides.
The scouting chapter that started here in Pawhuska came from England.
Absolutely, I come from the original. So, yeah, I went through that program, and it was just invaluable to my life. You know, the experiences that you are allowed through this program. I mean, I think certainly from our community in Ramona, that's what I feel is the most special, because a lot of those kids, this is the only opportunity that they get to experience the outdoors and get to learn how to safely use a gun and how to become an archer and how to fish, and to watch them get those experiences. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. They're so excited and impassioned. And I tell you, that's the best payment as a volunteer, is just to see see what it does to them and see it in their faces. It's just wonderful.
Oh, and then you get to see, like Phil was talking about, the older scouts teach the Cubs and bring those traditions right back around.
In Ramona, you know, we've just started our first troop. And so I've watched these young men. Currently, we just have men, although we, you know, now are accepting females.
Ladies are welcome. You just don't have any right now.
Yeah, I don't have any just yet. But I've watched these young men come up from first grade, and now they're in sixth grade.
Wow.
And the brotherhood that they have is just it's a beautiful thing. It's, you know, these will be friends for life for them.
And that's exactly what it is. And you look at the leaders in business, in government, in any, the world around, and many, if not most, went on through scouting and often achieved Eagle status.
That's right. That's right. And we know that's the hardest, that's the highest rank, you know, and it's so hard. Nationally, it's literally less than 2%. It's that hard, you know, and here in the Cherokee Council, we're very fortunate that, you know, last year we had 15 plus Eagle Scouts, and where we have, you know, we're on track right now to, you know, be close to that again this year, and just keeping that again, strong leadership. We have good leaders, dedicated leaders, and that's what keeps the program going.
What's coming up? We talked a little bit about the summer, particularly the early part of the summer, but
correct.
Scouting is a year-round program.
Scouting is a year-round program. So, you know, along with the symposium, that prepares us for a strong fall. You know, we talked about the Whitbash reunion. But then in July, we have our popcorn kickoff. On July 25th, mm-hmm. right here at the Service Center, we have our popcorn kickoff because popcorn is what keeps the program going in the fall.
I've got another six packets at home. I need to pop them up so I can
get exactly, exactly. Dean and I were just talking about popcorn in, you know, while we're waiting. And so that's coming up. So we're starting that early. We're doing that a year-round process now. But we're starting in July. We have Mitch, who's coming in from Ramsey Popcorn, and he's going to talk about sales training. He's going to train our youth and our adults on how to better sell, how to sell the program of scouting. So we're looking forward to a great kickoff. And then after that, recruitment. So in August, that's our recruitment time. So our goal in August is to go to all the schools in our six counties and recruit more youth to enjoy this scouting program, to come in the scouting program, boys, girls, coming into our scouting program. And so that's August, and that prepares us for a strong fall. And then in September, we have our 110th anniversary camporee. And at that camporee, again, celebrating 110 years of scouting. We were here before the Boy Scouts of America, so we're proud of that. We're going to continue to share that history. And we are partnering with Cimarron Council and with Osage Tourism to do that, to put on that camporee. So it's going to be a huge camporee, huge opportunity for our youth, our new and current youth to experience scouting, to learn about our history. Again, keeping that tradition going, learning. We have to learn from our past. We have to learn our history. And then we have to teach our youth that history. So wonderful opportunity this fall. We're looking forward to a great fall season. And then right around the corner, we'll be back preparing for the patron dinner.
Yeah.
So, again, keeping that cycle going. So, you know, it's all part of the tradition.
And now is a great time to get volunteers interested. So if they want to continue to do what Dee is doing,
correct.
Then this is a time to say, hey, Phil, how do I get involved?
That's right. Call us. Real simple. Go to our website. You can contact us. Our phone number is on there. You know, come to the Council Silver Center. Leave us your business card. We have a place for you. We can train you. We can get you well engaged. You know, we have a very engaged board. We have different elements in the board that anybody can come in. We can put them in the right positions and then continue to give back because our youth, it's almost like having a gold brick, right? If you walk into the bank with a gold brick, you would have armed guards around them. The same thing with our youth. You know, we have a wonderful board. That's our armed guard. We have wonderful volunteers that keep the program going because our youth, that's our treasure. That's our treasure. And like Dee was saying, you know, we keep that scouting tradition going. It will prepare you for a better future. They'll be more self-reliant. They'll be able to solve problems. You know, like you said, teaching them the right skills at the right time when they're young so that when they come out, they'll be stronger leaders, better community, stronger world.
Get involved in Boy Scouts, and when that scout comes around and says, we're selling popcorn, it's that first public speaking opportunity for the
That's
scout,
right.
But it's an opportunity for you to support scouting.
Right.
That's a community connection on AM 1400, 1400 K1.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.